Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, November 16th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Vietnam's new religion law is expected to have a chilling effect on evangelistic work. Americans provide shoes to open orphan hearts in Russia to the gospel. And for the first time in their history, OASIS coordinates American and Ghanaian doctors for outreach. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Vietnam tops today's news. Starting yesterday, a new law is in effect that aims at close state management of religious activity. Open Doors Ministries Carl Muller says the Vietnamese Evangelical Fellowship is alarmed at what it means for believers, the church, and the future of the evangelistic movement.
This law potentially has the impact of restricting amazing amounts of activity that are going on in the Vietnamese church right now. God's been doing wonderful things there, but this law presents itself as a great threat to the growth of the church there.
Muller's concerned at the chilling effect the law is expected to have on evangelistic work. He also thinks harassment may become outright persecution.
If, in fact, this law does prove to be as restrictive as many of the believers in Vietnam fear, it may create a new wave of arrests, imprisonments, and we've already seen that begin to happen with the arrest of several Mennonite pastors for simply doing ministry in an unregistered church.
Next, most missionaries with New Tribes Mission have safely left Ivory Coast in the wake of the increased unrest and the anti-foreign violence. The remaining missionaries will be evacuated by early to midweek. The mass exodus of foreigners from the Ivory Coast has made evacuation difficult and prolonged as roads and flights are congested. Pray for peace and stability for the people of the Ivory Coast. Pray, too, for the comfort in the hearts of the missionaries who left ministries and loved ones behind. You're listening to Mission Network News. The murder of the American missionary in Latvia is not believed to be related to his missionary work. The missionary has been identified as 50-year-old Andrew Rush, who served with Campus Crusade for Christ in Latvia since 1996. According to the local police and the U.S. Embassy, the murder was a criminal act, and Rush was killed during a robbery in his flat. Police have arrested two Latvian men in that case. Pray for comfort for the family of Andrew Rush and for wisdom for the police investigations. Meanwhile, they may be just shoes, but they're making a difference evangelistically in orphanages in Russia. MNN's Greg Yoder's in Russia and files the first in a series of reports.
While Buckner Orphan Care International is helping to coordinate adoptions around the world, more needs to be done for those who aren't adopted. And that's why about 40 people from the United States traveled to St. Petersburg, Russia this week. They're helping distribute donated shoes for orphan souls. Karen Reddish says this is all about showing Christ's love because sharing the gospel's hard.
Well, there's always a language barrier when you go to a different country and you don't know the language, but I think you can overcome that with just sharing God's love by gestures, things that you do, giving them a hug, giving them a kiss on the cheek, and using the translators to tell them that God loves them.
Tomorrow we'll tell you how the shoes are helping Russian church outreach. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, with lots of kids in St. Petersburg, Russia.
And in the emerging democracy of Ghana, medical care is at a premium. So OASIS International is, for the first time, coordinating doctors from America and Ghana to provide care in the country.
They've done some eye clinics at an eye clinic in the city of Accra, and they've also done some clinics for children and families in some of the smaller towns, places where their health care isn't maybe as efficient as in the city.
OASIS's Nancy Hudson says they provide medical supplies at low costs, but it's more than money they want to save.
We go over with the love of God. It gives us an opportunity to invite them then to the training center or to the local churches. And then through that, it's just a great opportunity to share and be salt in the world.
Hudson says they're able to teach Bible lessons and work with local partners to ensure medical and spiritual care. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of the Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.